This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Kevin, what are you doing? Why are you playing the normal theme? It's like, you have a fucking brain in your head,
We wanted to do something really special.
We want to do something special. This is a special episode, okay? This is not like normal theme time. It's like time to actually...
Trying to do something really nice.
We were trying to do something
This is our second HeadGum episode.
I think you're getting wrong information about... Different people are telling you different things about what HeadGum episode is what.
When each HeadGum episode is what episode?
This is our second official episode on Art 19, which is their preferred platform to distribute episodes.
Okay. Well, it is art.
It's like this place is freaking Alice's play, like crazy world, right? Like It's like talking to freaking Mad Hat Man.
No, it is. Yeah.
Everyone has different ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Today it's Rochelle, then it's Casey.
Can't keep track. I feel like I'm smoking the dope that big fucked up caterpillar
it's
is smoking
turvy
because
town.
Everyone
here is on hashish.
Mm-hmm. No, it's the Mad Hat Man, and
yes.
I'm getting bigger and smaller all the time.
And we actually, Lauren and Sean and I,
right,
actually come from a company where podcasts are able to be done professionally.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where we started,
cut our teeth.
My roots.
Honestly, when I think of my hometown, I think of that place.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People ask me where I grew up.
Yeah.
I say, at a certain podcast company.
I came in a child.
Yeah.
I left a full-grown man.
Mm-hmm. I left with chops.
Yeah.
I got my chops there.
Yeah.
And now they're getting busted.
Mm-hmm.
This place is intent on busting my chops.
Your chops are busted. I thought the place was getting busted.
Well, everything's getting busted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's real gnarly.
Including the SD cards half the time. I mean, this is a really, really...
Keep an eye out for that.
I know
you're in business here. I just want you to have it on your radar.
Check.
But sometimes SD cards don't have the recorded file.
Yes. Ask for a fresh one because Amir keeps them in his mouth. And he eats caramels and stuff.
He's been sucking on
them. Yeah, and he sucks on them.
What are the different contracts? Like, what are we working with right now? Mm-hmm. You still have a toe and
I've
that
got a
old
toe.
Scene.
I've got a toe in every podcast company in town. Mm-hmm. What are my contracts like?
Yeah,
fucking incredible.
Yeah,
I would say I'm right up there with some of the tops.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa. So some
I
of
can't
the
even
top,
name them.
Some of the most
I can't even
top
name them.
Lauren
contracts.
Just reported that she's right up there with some of the tops.
Yeah.
Some of the tops contracts are looking
and
down
on,
at you
and
going, she's close.
Yeah, yeah. 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 They're definitely way above me.
Yeah.
But like there's
Jesus
a huge drop off.
She's getting
and then I'm right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's got to feel great.
It feels really exciting. You know, I like having something to chase after. I'm really ambitious.
And you've got
to
feel us on your heels
a little bit,
right?
Oh, I feel it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Once I knew there was a video component, I was like, hold on. We got to catch up to that.
Yeah.
We don't do that. So.
That's been very powerful. Yeah. To have the videos.
Yeah. People love that. They like to see what they're hearing.
They want to
And with
watch.
Special guests is coming back?
Not at all. Yeah. Not at all. Mm-hmm. It's been about...
But it's coming.
Seven
it's
years.
Coming back.
But come on.
I mean, maybe at some point.
Never say never.
I never will say never because
yeah.
There's a strike and I might need some cash.
Mm-hmm. And it always was about the cash.
That's the only reason I do any of this silly little stuff.
The special guest was money.
That's the only reason
the whole
I
time.
Do any of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Improv's about
strike
money.
Is hard on all of us. We're rolling in here with freaking half a banana.
I know. I couldn't even get a full real breakfast.
Saving that for lunch.
I went to Denny's and I said, how much is a half? And they said, well, do you want to see it? I said, no. They said $1.99. I sort of panicked, but I was already pulling out my debit. So I went for it.
They say like someone left this on a plate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like it, like that's bad. Like it's bad that it's on a plate.
Right,
like it's supposed to.
It's not like
somebody with table manners.
They're
using a plate.
Yeah, and so it was available. They still charged.
But I did see when I walked out and Lauren was just coming in, and she took a little nibble of the banana, and she went, "No, no, not too much."
Yeah, well, because if you eat it too fast, you're hungry later, and that's really bad. Cause you know how like
being hungry is so
you know when
bad.
You
be hungry later.
You know how
even
when you
worse.
Poop, like you get hungry.
It's definitely
yes, yeah, starving.
Because your stomach's empty.
I can barely get off the toilet
hungry.
Before I am craving a meal, entire meal.
So I'm trying to time this out for after I shit.
Yeah, that's actually ideal to bring the banana into the bathroom with you.
Well, every time I go into Denny's, I can feel them being like, wow, that guy must have just pooped.
Yeah, because you're so hungry.
He's so hungry. He's coming to eat here.
Yes.
He must have, I mean, he has just done a poop.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think every restaurant thinks that.
Yeah. When you go, when you show up and you go, we have a reservation, and they go like, and how many of you just pooped?
Yeah.
And you go, the table's for three.
Yeah.
They're like okay, so three of you.
Okay,
just pooped.
So this is an emergency?
Yeah. Okay, and then someone's like, well, I didn't just poop. They're like, okay, so you're not hungry? And then they're like, well, no, I could eat. You're like, okay, but how much are you going to eat? Like, is it worth giving a seat at this restaurant?
Yeah, because you can't
if you're
the
not
going to
eat, yeah, and you can't shit at a restaurant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a rule.
Yeah.
And you're here doing newcomers.
Absolutely.
Did you shop that around?
Not at all. You know what? It all started with a tweet. Back when Twitter wasn't so scary.
Oh, wow.
No, it was great. We tweeted about
a freaking podcast.
Yes, exactly. We tweeted about the idea of doing it, and then there's a bidding war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Just people were throwing dimes and pennies.
They thought you were a well.
Yeah.
The tweet was you misspelled cucumbers, right?
Yeah, and then Hagen was like, let's do it.
Wait.
Yeah.
This gives us an idea.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, sure.
Cucumbers.
We love this newcomers idea.
Yeah. Yeah, and we just all made it make sense.
Yeah.
It took a lot of meetings.
But that's, I mean, for me, like, that process is kind of the joy. Mm-hmm. Like, making the show,
100%.
Sure, but talking about making the show.
It's the lead up to the lead up to the making the show, you know, all that stuff.
Anticipation.
Well, it's with that famous song.
The journey, not the destination. Yes, anticipation. Yes. Yes, the song.
Do you know that one?
A-N-T-I-C-I-P-I-D-I. T-O-T-O.
So it's like the anticipation of, is he going to spell it right?
Yeah. How long will he make it?
Yeah.
T-I-T-O-C-I-A-O-P.
I like that. Do you guys play that New York Times spelling bee game?
I used to, yeah. Okay.
Then what happened?
I found that it was taking over my life.
Yeah.
I can't get past a certain point on there. To out myself as a non-genius, but I can't get to genius. I can't get. Oh, it's too cinchy.
Yeah. I was like, is this not cinchy mode?
Yeah. I can't get there.
You can't get to genius?
I can't get to genius.
Oh, okay.
But I wouldn't say I put in all the hours.
Yeah.
But I'll play for a while and then go, I can't, there's not another fucking word here.
It becomes an obsession, and then your brain is just doing that when you need it to be doing other things, like coming up with a new podcast idea.
Yeah.
Right?
I got a bunch of them.
Having a meeting. Well, let's talk about that. So you did come in and you kind of started, like, I don't want to say bullying, but like kind of saying to us that we suck and we're weenies because we don't have enough podcasts.
Yeah.
And that, like, it's so cinchy for you to come up with new podcasts.
It is really cinchy. And of course, you took that from me. Oh, so you're putting headphones on now.
I'm just saying, is the theme song not playing?
It stopped.
But it was playing before?
Yeah.
The old one or the new one?
The old one.
Okay.
The normal one.
Just play the new one. While she's display the new one. Keep going.
Okay, so it's really cinchy for me to have like a tough podcast. And it's kind of something that almost comes natural. Like it's just really easy.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, I feel like you have two. And I just feel like
if only it were that simple.
So there's more than two.
It depends on how you look at it.
All right, let's see. So you have this one.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the one about basketball.
Yeah.
And then that's all I know.
Well, we're just playing a theme song for another one that we have.
Yeah.
So okay. This is technically another one right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
The theme song, okay, yep, still going, is for the show that we used to do with you.
Yeah.
That you straight up bit a piece off of and started doing on yourself and didn't involve us one bit. It was about watching a Marvel movie talking about how much we love the movie.
Yes. That was really our idea that we had presented to you that you were like, wow, I love that idea. We didn't understand at the time how much you loved it because you decided to monetize it independently from us.
You sort of pulled your classic, can I have the rest of that banana?
So just to kind of like, let me just put a pause on
this. We put it on a plate for you.
So at the time, just to be super duper clear, because I think there maybe you guys have had some sort of, I don't know if this is like a sort of a attack right now that was planned or what, but you guys did bring that podcast to me, and I had never seen the film. I was a newcomer to it, and that was sort of like ingrained in the premise.
It was the entire premise.
Yeah. And then mm-hmm.
that was the whole entire thing.
And then now
you have the top contracts that are some of the tops in town.
And some of the tops in town. I've seen all of the movies.
Yeah.
All of them.
That's
and
right.
So you came in with, like, it's basically like saying, hey, here's a grain of rice.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, okay, let me plant that in the mm-hmm. ground and grow a ton of rice and eat it all.
Mm-hmm.
And that bothers you? Why? Like, you weren't going to do anything with the rice. You just were like, meh. And I was
You caught it.
I think we came in and we said, here's a grain of rice. Let's carve it up and split it three ways.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
And then what you said was, let me get back to you on that. And then the next thing we saw, you had generated so much rice. Yeah. And then when Hayes and I sort of subtly, indirectly said, like, can really go for a bowl of rice right now.
Mm-hmm. And it was
you pretended not to be able to hear us.
But I would say it was really indirect because I don't think you ever said that to me.
No, I mean, I'm not going to come out and say it. I have some pride. You know what I mean?
Okay, so it's so indirect. It was not to me.
Sorry, my wife.
Okay, yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, so you're doing a full-on confrontation episode and you fucking
he's got to deal with his family. He's got to figure out some way to get them rice.
What's going on?
I'm just hearing about this rice. I just feel like
so
I have to.
So what does your wife need?
My wife forgot where the car is parked and says, but I don't know what you could do to help me. Called me about that though, and then said I found it and then called me again.
Maybe she lost it again.
She must have lost the car again.
Oh no.
This is real.
You just can't let them out of your sight these days.
Yeah.
Well,
and you're married to Amelia Bedelia.
She found it, was like, so many. Now what do I do? I was so obsessed with finding the car. Yeah. I never thought about what you actually do with a car.
How do I get in here? Yeah.
So many of the cars going by, I'm like, can you just hold on for 1 second?
Yeah.
And then you turn around and like they're just completely gone. And I've just lost it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because
just
they're just driving like traffic, just driving by.
Just stop.
Yeah. Sorry, okay.
Huh?
Are you okay? You can't hear me anymore?
Oh, I'm doing awesome.
Okay.
No, I'm really good.
Okay. Anyways, I feel like I got a little bit defensive back there. I know you weren't listening.
I don't
but
know. You said it.
Well,
not
there's
me.
A missing car.
Okay. I just wanted to say I'm sorry because I didn't know how much this affected you.
Apology accepted.
Great. I was going to say more, but I won't.
No, that was all I needed. Okay. It was just for you. To admit that you stole from
that's
my
not what
family,
I'm saying. I'm
which
saying
is,
I'm,
this
I'm
show
sorry.
Is mainly about people stealing
We're,
from my family.
We obviously have real problems in our family.
I'm saying I'm sorry you're hurt. You guys are all one family?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
We have to be. Financially, we have literally no other choice than but to be one family.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm sorry that you felt hurt by me.
Okay, well, hey, God. I've been fooled by this type of apology before.
Yeah.
And it really puts the error on me.
How?
And it makes me want to say, no, like, no, I'm not.
First of all.
No, I don't feel hurt.
I didn't feel hurt. I'm brave.
I feel brave.
Like, I felt so brave. It was brave of me to even bring this up.
Yeah.
To bring you in here, I mean, after all this time.
Yeah, it's been years.
It's been years since we've spoken.
Yeah.
And to immediately accuse you of stealing from me.
Yeah.
Like, that takes real courage.
Okay.
A lot of people would not do that.
To me, and I'm a really strong person, so whatever I'm about to say next, I'm fine. Like, let's just let that be very clear.
Mm-hmm.
But I basically was invited to this podcast. Mm-hmm. Your really kind producer reached out to me, Kevin, who I don't know. And he said, hi, my name is Kevin, and I do this
You're
show.
You're acting like I know him. It's like
I don't know if you do. Okay. I know he's over there, but I, whatever. So
who
he
knows
reached out
Kevin?
To me. I don't know. He who, honestly.
Like, this would actually be really helpful to know, like, which one of us, like, brought Kevin into this?
His email picture is a question mark. Like, his name is Kevin question mark on his email.
Who does Kevin know here? That, like, because I always sort of thought it was you.
This is now actually scaring me because I did not want to bring up that I thought Kevin was maybe your little brother.
Like,
okay, that's really fucked up. So, like, you guys have both thought that, like, someone vouched for him, and yet we kind of don't know.
I feel like when I first walked in and he was there, like, you were there too. So I was like,
I was talking to him, but I
rode with him in the car or something.
No. No, I was in there. I was talking to him, just making conversation. And then when you walked in, it was so casual for you. Like, you didn't act scared or surprised. And I was like, okay, good. This is
well, can I say, like, in the email he sent me, he included a voice memo of his voice so that I would know it was him when I met him. But his voice was, like, really high in the voice memo. He was like, hi, it's Kevin. And then when I met him now, he doesn't talk like that.
No.
So I'm sort of like, who was I emailing with?
So you, but you used to do a show with, or maybe you still do. Who from that show knows Kevin?
Oh, because you're saying this is the same Kevin that did, like, Threedom and stuff?
That's what I thought.
He definitely,
is this
said,
not
it.
That
he
Kevin?
Definitely said it was. This is not that same Kevin.
Here's what I'm going to say. And Kevin, cover your ears because I don't know if you're going to be offended. He looks so much like that Kevin, but there's something happening. Like, there's like something's happening behind the eyes.
Yes.
It's not the same. Mm-hmm. Like, I knew instantly when I got the email, it wasn't the same Kevin because mm-hmm. of all the question marks and then the high voicemail. Yeah. Like, who the fuck is, I guess he has the same name mm-hmm. as the other Kevin. A lot of people named Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
But here I am in person. I go, I think that's the Kevin from Threedom. That was like Scott's like cousin or like nephew.
Right.
Or
yeah. He's got to be. There's
or,
some
like,
way he got in.
Something. And then I'm talking to him and it's like, there's no there.
There's something behind the eyes.
Sort of like because it was like his eyes were rolling.
Little
lightning I saw like
bolts.
Little money.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw,
you know
like,
what I think?
Symbols.
So I've been asking about this.
It was like a machine, like a.
Well, I've been wondering about this possible connection to Shazam.
Oh, the movie. Uh-huh.
Yes, and so what? But what I've concluded, I was like, oh, maybe Kevin can like turn into Shazam, right?
Now wait, which one is Shazam?
Talk
and which
to
one
me
is
about
Kazam?
Shazam.
Because
same
I question, always
same question about
right?
Shazam.
So which one is that?
Shazam is
that's not Shaq.
No, it's not Shaq.
That's Kazam.
Yes, and this
well,
is basically the
named?
Show that you did.
This
is this
newcomers, is
newcomers. Basically.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
this is good
because it's like we just go like, what is it? Yeah. So wait, is. But why is Shazam not Shaq because of SH?
Right. So,
do you know what I mean?
So,
yeah,
okay,
same
Shaq
question.
Was Kazam.
Yeah.
And Shazam seems basically like a combination of Kazam and Shaq, like
right.
the basketball player Shaq.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I understand the confusion. Shazam is the guy whose like name is definitely not Zach Braff, but that's one of the
I
closest
I just
names.
Actually learned about who he is.
Yes.
Like I know who he is, but who Shazam is.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so
it's Zach.
It's a little Zach kid. Levi. Zach Levi. Thank
Zach
you.
Levi.
Zach Levi. And he, it's a little kid who turns into like super strong guy.
Okay, so it's like young Sheldon.
Wondering. Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's a, as if like, young Sheldon.
It's like
transform.
Yeah. If young Sheldon just in the next episode became old Sheldon through some sort of.
If they just skipped to Big Bang.
Yes.
I call it old Sheldon.
And so sure. I've sort of been wondering about the possibility that Kevin is able to transform into Shazam because of the lightning bolts. But my conclusion is that this, that unfortunately this is the transformed version.
Okay.
Okay. So, so there was some little like.
I want to ask, can I speak to him
some
directly?
Little bug or something, something that then put on a Kevin suit basically.
Can I just approach him?
You can. You can. Something.
Hey, buddy.
He's he looks
just,
nervous.
I'm trying to be really nice. I just wanted to ask
Hi.
You. Okay.
Okay.
I just wanted to ask you because I, you know, you sent me that voice memo. I think it was you. Was that you who sent me the email and the voice memo and the email?
Yeah, those were both me.
So why did you talk like that? Voices, like, what were you trying to set up?
Because so deep.
I know.
Yeah, he's making it
honestly,
really
it was
low.
Exactly like this. Hi, it's Kevin. It was almost like a Michael Jackson.
I've gotten memos like that.
Okay.
From him, yeah.
Can I hear it again?
Hey, Lauren, it's Kevin.
It's exactly.
Wow, it's almost like
Why
Michael
did you
Jackson.
Do that? It sounds like Michael Jackson. Why did you do that?
It sounds like Michael Jackson. This sounds like
Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson.
One of the world's most successful pop yeah. musicians.
It's, but it's, honestly, it sounds like him when he was in Jackson 5.
Uh-huh.
When yeah, he was just a
like little kid,
little
like
kid.
Young Sheldon Michael Jackson.
It was young Michael.
Yeah.
Well, it was young Sheldon Michael.
Can it? So, sorry. So Shazam is Zach Levi.
Zach Levi.
And Kazam is Shaq
Levi.
Shaq Levi. Levi. So who's Adele Dazeem?
Okay. This is actually crazy you bring this up.
Yeah.
And okay. He could do it. I feel like he could be really good on the show.
Adele?
No, Sean could be really good. Like he's basically
on newcomers?
Doing newcomers.
Kind
like,
of doing because
you're kind
similar,
of like who is
like I'm
bad,
asking like who
this?
Someone is.
Yeah,
I'm confused.
Yeah,
you know, I'm well, a little like, interested, but not so interested that it's corny.
It's a lot of confusion.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing great, Adele Dazeem, and I guess I'm the expert here because mm-hmm. I know. So she was this woman. So you know how John Travolta was in Hairspray, and he
back
played
all the way up. Back okay. all the way up.
Okay. So there was a new version of Hairspray. Back up there was an old version.
Okay. Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in like the 90s, there was this movie called Hairspray starring Ricky Lake that took place in the 60s.
Okay.
Are you with me? I feel like he's pretending.
But he's doing pretty good, right? He's like it really is being
yeah.
very
maybe
convincing.
It was the 50s mm-hmm. took place because it was, yeah, worse times.
Right.
Are you getting bored?
No.
Okay. And so that movie was really fun and it was successful.
What
it was
is she talking
John Waters'
about?
Movie. And then years and years later, more like in the 2000s, which is more closer
Sound
to now.
Braver. Sound more brave.
Which is more closer to now. They made another Hairspray.
Good.
Yeah. And that one was starring someone else, but the mom, okay, character was a man. Dressed as a woman, which is the same that thing that happened in the old Hairspray.
I'm glad.
Right. Of course. But it was John Travolta, and he was being the mom.
No, I think more skeptical.
And that
Wait, how could he?
With makeup and prosthetics.
I'll allow it.
But when he was dressed that way, okay,
yeah.
because he was playing the character of Mrs. Turnblatt, but when he was dressed that way on set, he wanted to stay in character, but not as that character. He just wanted to be, you know, make sense in his costume. So he called himself Adele.
I know what a character is.
Right. So he called himself Adele Dazeem.
Wow.
And then we cut to this time in pop culture history
mm-hmm.
when he couldn't read the prompter and he didn't know how to say a demon.
He was trying
so.
To summon Adele Dazeem.
He was trying to get back mm-hmm. to who he felt comfortable
like, as. Wanted to
like,
get in
yeah. he summoned Shazam. He was trying to transform himself yes. into Adele Dazeem.
Who would be able to read.
Yeah, of course.
Aha.
And it didn't work. And then meanwhile, the internet goes wild. They and memes just run are with it. Memes are off the charts, wasting all of the gas the world creates, yeah. creating these memes.
Judge, jury, and executioner, exactly. right? The woke mob on Twitter. Just no trial yeah. necessary. Guilty until proven innocent.
Are you both right? on Twitter?
That character could read
who?
Adele Dazeem. Because I feel like in a lot of his movies, like when he's on set, he's like sort of feeling like it could be interesting if this character just like couldn't read.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like needed to have all their lines told to them right before yes. they went out.
Like, wouldn't that yeah. be like kind of an interesting thing for yeah. this character if like someone is yeah. talking to them?
Yeah.
You can't see them, but someone is saying whatever they say right before they say it. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I feel like that would help.
Yeah. Speaking it, if they've got sort of some kind of listening device.
Right.
And they're just repeating whatever the they hear.
Yeah.
Like, could be interesting, right?
Are you on Twitter?
I am keeping a toe in it, as mm-hmm. you do with so many podcast networks.
Mm-hmm.
I am staying in there just to see how it all plays out. I'm yeah, worried that something could happen to one of the other Try Guys and I would miss it. Yeah. I just do not want to ever risk.
Yeah. There's so many Try Guys
yeah.
left.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are a lot.
I know there are three, and then maybe there's more.
There, well, now there used to be four.
Okay.
Now there's only three, but you have to think that they're looking at each other being like, we got a substantial amount of heat off that last
one. Yeah, like who's yeah. going to do the next little naughty?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. There's still food babies available. You know, yes.
Food babies?
Yeah, I believe was that. I think
there's
that
more
was
food
one
babies
the,
running around. Yeah. I mean, it's a recipe for disaster.
Is a food baby their fan? Like, this is what they call their fans?
This is kind of like, you could do newcomers.
Newcomers Try Guys? Because I don't know what's going on. I know one of them did a little nasty.
Well, they did a nasty, and what you seem sex. To have forgotten is who they did a nasty with.
Yeah.
I someone who worked
one
there.
One of the food
The Try Guys are not to have sex.
Oh. So they shouldn't try yeah. sex. They can try everything else.
Yes.
That's the last thing you try.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because the other ones are yeah. like, we were supposed to do an episode about that.
Yeah.
Once you try sex, you kind of stop trying other things.
Yeah, it kind of becomes the main thing.
It becomes the thing that you want
to
try.
The thing you do.
It's sickness.
So that's, you're
it's
sexually addicted.
It's an absolute disease. Well, you're assuming that I've tried sex.
I don't know.
But what
right.
I've seen is the way that it infects people's minds.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, the boys chat with Girl God about their new podcast on the Pro Version, and the Flagrant Ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Plus, see a Hollywood Handbook live virtual show June 29th with special guest Paul F. Tompkins. Get tickets at moment.co/Hollywood Handbook, and the ticket link for that is also in the description. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode with Lauren at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years
They
in
make
the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that
yeah.
time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric the that peak. Is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And mm-hmm. this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this add before we move forward? What happened to Mac and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mac Weldon ads? Mac and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that for the break, but the we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mac and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company, and so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace Collection. The Silver Peak Polo, the Silver Crew Neck T-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com, promo code the boys.
Let's face it, folks, shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/the boys. That's rocketmoney.com/the boys, rocketmoney.com/the boys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hollywood Handbook. You're going to be watching Batman.
Yeah.
And then another one.
I don't know if I just revealed that here, but anyway.
This is what we do on the show, though. We make these massive announcements.
Yeah, just real subtly.
I feel like that's out there. Yeah. I feel like it's inescapable, honestly, part of the news.
You know,
yeah, people do kind of know.
Do you remember when Bosch Legacy was going to come out on Freevee and we broke the story of what the title of the show would be?
So Freevee...
I'm here.
I think it's soundproof.
God. Amir.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Should be called Come Here, because that's what we need him to do.
I don't want you to get in trouble. They're so vindictive here.
Yeah. If Amir finds out that you just said
any reason.
Well, that's why I just want to
punish the talent.
Because we could bleep it out, that's more exciting.
They want to wield all the power over the talent, you know, because when you are in sort of a
managerial position. He just left the room.
He just left. And
no,
like,
he just walks out.
He just leaves. Oh, so what happened? Now he's back?
He said 1 minute.
He said 1 minute.
Power,
does he know
power
that,
trip.
Does he know who's in here? Like, we are HeadGum stars.
I don't think he does.
All right.
He has no idea who's in here.
He doesn't know you're here.
He doesn't give a fuck.
The whole center of power.
He's not even. He wouldn't even. He wouldn't even look at the window.
And he's.
He didn't want to. He didn't want to tip.
Wandering around.
Yeah. Let's see. See what happens.
Anywhere but the fucking door. He'll walk to in this.
It seems like that's true. It's not that far from where he just was, and yet he's not.
No, I saw him going this way towards it.
And yet.
I
hope he didn't go to the bathroom, because if he's going to the bathroom and doing number two, then he's going to have to also go eat afterwards.
I know, he's
going to
be so hungry.
We're not going to see him for an
hour.
His
stomach chamber will be completely empty.
Was it his idea to do newcomers about that?
No, it was Chris Colfer's idea. Hi.
Hi,
these guys want to.
Just have a seat real quick.
Just go ahead and pull up some chair, bud.
We just entered kind of like dangerous waters, I feel like, and just
wanted to
just
sort of an internal.
It was just getting a little
it's like a business question
on the show.
Yeah. I'm just a guest here, so like I'm just on their show.
Oh, you're more than that.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
Did you yell my name earlier?
The host.
Yeah.
So it's not soundproof.
I thought I heard my name being yelled.
Then why didn't you turn around?
Yeah,
would that be a normal response
to name yelling?
It's actually it's creepy to not react.
I didn't know you were yelling at me. I thought it was.
You
just
thought that your name was being yelled somewhere.
I think what's being revealed is that Amir possibly suffers from auditory hallucinations. And when his name is being yelled, he goes, "That's not a person. That is not a person."
Did you hear me tapping on the glass?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
So the issue right now, like, do you want me to pose it?
Yeah, I would much prefer that you do it.
Okay. So
you don't have the
he was just
sort of
kind of talking out of his ass, and he dropped.
Hayes was.
Yeah, he dropped. I just call him he. He dropped the topic for the next newcomer season, just really casually, as
how
if
do you,
everyone
yeah.
Hayes has foot and mouth disease.
Yeah,
do you know what it is?
He's having. A
I
flare
do know
up.
What it is. I thought it was like out there. Like I feel like it's everywhere. I freaking look.
It's not. So
it's been teased, but it hasn't been said out.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
All I can hear or think about all day is how they're going to be watching Batman.
I wonder if we could just bleep it.
That's what I said.
Right.
But so it's been teased.
I don't want to do that to my
listeners.
What's
the like? And how has it been teased?
It's been sort of picked up on from things I've said on my other podcast.
Yeah, alluded okay. to.
Yeah,
the backbone like, of this show. Can I just like, have a better idea
of like what degree of illusion we're allowed to do in here? So like, what's an example of a hint
you gave that on has another been podcast? Up? Yeah,
that doesn't blow what it is.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. For the second record in a row, Rochelle is having an uncontrollable laughing fit.
People like that.
It has nothing to do with
the comedy that we
They're
create
definitely
on the show.
Texting on Slack right now or something, having the time of their lives.
I'm looking at the newcomer's Reddit post about Fast X, and the top thing says, if anyone hasn't heard, Lauren and Nicole are currently covering a new season about Batman.
Okay, so who wrote that?
Who wrote that?
I wonder
Read the name.
Who authorized this?
Wom COOD.
That fucking bitch. Okay.
You trusted them.
I did trust them implicitly. We DM through Reddit all the time. Mm. Well, anyway, so I guess maybe Nicole said it on the show. Is that something that could have happened?
Yeah.
I didn't hear the episode
just
due to the fact that
it.
I wasn't on it.
I think Nicole said it, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And we're not listening to Nicole.
No. I just didn't know. So now that Nicole said that,
you feel like you get enough of Nicole like in your own life. You don't need to like listen to and support her work that is not involved with you.
Oh, in terms of like just listening to the show if I'm not on it?
Yeah, because obviously you had no idea.
I didn't listen to that.
Anything
she
said.
No, I didn't listen to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
crazy. You know, because I didn't do the Fast and Furious season because I was on maternity leave. And so I was on one episode, and that's the one that I knew what was said because I was there.
Yeah.
And then.
And you can't support your friends.
And then with this.
What are you leaving when you're on maternity leave? You should call maternity stay, right?
Yeah. No, it's true. I stayed home.
I think I'm leaving work.
Water. But yeah, that is what that means.
I don't think so. I think it's a leave of absence. You're not leaving work. It's a leave of absence.
I knew what it meant.
I was doing a little like wordplay thing, but like if you're gonna actually like try to fucking drop the hammer on me with I think you're leaving work, it's like, no, that's not what it means.
Okay, so it's Batman. When does it come out?
We can't say that yet.
That's actually like super confidential.
The promo
hasn't been leaked
here
a little
is
bit.
Dog shit. I'm just gonna say
But actually what just happened is that you just created the best promo that's ever happened.
It's good buzz. It's super
by
good
saying
buzz.
That. Because now,
but there's no, but like we can't. There's no release date. There's no.
That's exciting.
That's what a teaser is. It's like we show a little bit of content, but we can't like say exactly when that content is coming.
That's not the definition of a teaser. Often a teaser will have almost only the date.
Yeah,
like
that's right.
That's not.
And then you get excited, and at least you know when you're gonna like be able to enjoy whatever the thing is.
Have you ever seen a teaser? It's like coming soon or coming this summer.
Tiny clip. Coming, what did you say? This
coming
summer?
Soon or coming this
soon
summer?
Soon is a time.
This summer, I've seen.
You've seen that.
Coming
I've
soon?
I've seen this summer. Soon, I've seen.
Yep.
Okay. Have you seen coming this fall?
I've seen this, well.
Winter?
No, I have not seen winter. I have not seen winter.
Can we get one of those?
No.
Soon? Okay, so nothing.
No.
Soon, summer.
This year or next.
Yeah, coming in the coming
this
in
year next.
If okay. if a year started today
within a year
in the next 12
in
calendar
the next 12
months.
Okay, is there any chance it comes out this year?
In the next 12 months.
Okay,
I mean just mathematically,
sounds like there's
50-50.
I would say it's highly likely.
Yeah, it's not coming out tomorrow.
Six of 12 months.
It's not coming out tomorrow.
We haven't started recording it, so it's not coming out tomorrow.
50-50.
Okay, so it's definitely not 50-50.
I would say it'll come out after we've started recording, and we're going to start recording like later.
Okay. Yeah. And it was Chris Colfer from Glee's idea to do Batman.
Yeah. Okay. I ran into him at a wedding,
and he said you should do Batman.
And then I said, it's a great idea. And then it kind of just went from there.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen any Batman movies?
I've seen a couple.
Okay.
Are we doing the podcast now?
God, no, I mean, we don't have to.
Because
haven't seen these.
Well,
don't say that you've seen them.
Certainly not doing
but I
my
saw them as a child.
That's the time when you watch Batman movies, they're for babies. Like that's normal.
I don't remember a lot, and I certainly haven't seen. When I saw the list of what we were doing, I went, I don't know what any of these fucking are.
That's good.
Okay, that's good. That's important.
Yeah. I'm going to a wedding right after this.
Today?
Yeah, that's what I call taking a shower.
You call taking a shower going to a wedding.
Do you think of like water coming out of a shower head as grains of rice being sprinkled on the bride?
No, I'm just spelling it WETTING.
A wedding.
Yeah, I'm going to a wedding.
That's disgusting.
Get soaked. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going right after this.
Mm-hmm. With this ring.
Do you say like,
with this ring, I thee wet.
I thee wet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The ring is the soap scum around my tongue.
Okay, you know, I'm working.
Amir, what are you like? What are you up to right now? When you were hearing,
yeah, what did we interrupt?
When you were hearing your name,
I know you needed a minute.
Like it was a 1 minute. You needed a minute before you could.
Oh, we were going through like podcast pitches, like incoming podcast pitches.
Wow, that must mm-hmm. be exciting.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And so that only takes 1 minute to do. That's how.
No, because you don't know when you yelled my name.
That's how.
It could have been like minute 19 of 20.
You know, as you bring your podcast pitch in here, the way that it will get handled is Amir will think about it for 1 minute.
At most,
if you're the only pitch that day,
there's no way.
He dedicates a minute to it, no matter how many pitches, and so sometimes it's a second.
Walk me through the walk from there where I saw you to getting to the
something
door.
Happened
it took
here.
A long
we took sort of a
something
banana
happened
over
here.
There.
Yes, because you were right there, and we said okay, because I saw Kevin, who I just met, do that, and then he was suddenly in here, and then I saw you out there, and then it was like a long time around here. I think I don't know what was happening. Right?
I had something, that exact same
he could
experience.
Have had, because what did you think? Something happened here.
There's no way that you just going straight from there to here, it would take that much time.
Did you fall?
No, I did not fall. I stopped for a second and I was telling Katie or Allie something.
What did you
help
tell
me
them?
Get
got
up.
Scared.
What's that?
He was telling them, help me get up.
Yeah.
I didn't fall.
Okay. Are those new shoes?
Yeah.
You're not used to walking in them.
No, I'm used to walking in them. I Wet always spot. Buy it.
Was there a wet spot on the floor?
No.
Was there a banana peel?
I didn't fall.
Well, he's about to shower right after this.
He's going to a wedding?
Yeah. I'm going to a wedding.
So there's
right
probably
going to
be wet spots on the floor. This guy's showering a lot. So I think it's probably really wet out there.
You're not showering here, by the way. And even if you were, I wouldn't have swept.
Oh, my God.
On a wet
well,
spot.
I wasn't going to, but now that I've been told I can't, maybe I will shower here.
How?
Washing myself off. Like,
do you know how to shower?
I know how to shower, but there's no shower here. There's just sinks.
Sinks can be showers if you're small.
Yeah. It's pipes. It's water. It's, you know.
If Sean shrinks down like he loves to do so much and gets really, really tiny. Because have you ever seen him when he goes like this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
Yeah. It's fucking...
I didn't slip. Is what
one
I'm
pill
to say.
Makes me smaller? You know what I mean. We're talking.
Yeah,
we're talking
you
about.
You were saying you
were talking about young Sheldon and old
Alice's
like,
crazy
they can,
land.
They can
earlier.
Do that. They go back and forth. Like that.
I came in way late into this episode. You guys are 34 minutes deep, right?
That's 5 minutes off too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
this is
40?
Literally the earliest you've ever been to one of our episodes, except the one that's about you. That one you can show up for on time.
The one you made us do.
But literally every other single one.
I didn't make you do.
You either show up incredibly late or just are a full on no show. Every single other episode we've done.
Right?
I've been invited on like two or three times and I'm always here. And then you
so
yelled my name.
So the boss of the company.
Here.
He sounds...
Okay, so let me... let that sink in.
Yeah.
The
sure.
boss of the entire company feels like he needs to be invited to come to work every day.
No, not to
he
work.
He needs to get a freaking paperless post.
No way.
To be like, hey, work is happening tomorrow.
Yeah. No, not to
I was
work.
Told,
work.
I was told the next generation below ours, they think paperless post is like not cool.
They think it's fugly.
It's chuggy.
It's chuggy.
Yeah, me and my friends all think it's chuggy.
Oh, yeah, because you're really young.
Post.
Yeah.
How old are you?
Yeah.
Hmm?
How old are you?
I hate to put a label on something like that.
But like 23.
Over under 23 and a half.
Yeah, I mean, that's the question, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, paperless post is chuggy.
Water time, taking a sip.
But I guess maybe Evite is back.
The kids are on Evite, huh?
Because that's kind of throwbacky.
Mm-hmm.
I'm intrigued.
What's the... The little, it's like puts your face on a little elf that's dancing.
Jib jab.
Jib jab. That's, I think, what's next.
I think elf Kevin yourself. Said he was doing that for his wedding invitation.
It's actually elf yourself. It's not jib jab, it's elf yourself.
Help yourself. What's Jib Jab?
Jib Jab.
Well, what's Jib Jab?
Somebody's phone alarm is going
Jib Jab is what me. I'm saying it is.
Okay. It's someone's.
I'm worried about the Batman show. I can hear it in here.
Is that good?
Oh, the soundproofing?
He's worried about my
I have podcast. Grave concerns about the Batman show.
Why?
I just feel like after the 14, there's 14 of them.
I can't confirm or deny
okay.
that.
After the last one, I don't think people are going to believe it when you're like, wait, who's Batman again? Like,
yeah. We tend
they're
going to
be like, they know who Batman is. You just admit it.
So like once we know who they are, we write fan fiction about them.
Okay.
And it's usually pornographic.
Okay.
And then you really know that we know who they are.
I can get that mm-hmm. for free.
You can get it for free with my podcast.
Yeah, the podcast is free.
It's free.
Okay, again, I'm like the model is just like I'm not seeing it. It's not adding up to me.
Yeah,
I just like what am I missing here? This shit's free.
How's that profitable?
But that's what's so nice to give to the fans.
You told me the first thing you told me today was that you do this all for the money. This is the only reason you do any of it.
I only do anything at all if I'm getting paid a lot. Oh,
and you sign this because you're like fully broke. You like need more money.
Because I just basically in terms of excuse me, this is how you could understand it. Like if my bank account, I have a little bit of post nasal drip that I think I've had for like 8 years.
Did you take that COVID test on the way in?
No, I didn't.
They make Hayes do it and they break it off inside his nose.
Every time it breaks off in my nose.
Okay, I was gonna just explain something about money to you. So you know how like when you're eating food, your stomach gets full and then when you poop, you're hungry again.
Yeah.
So my wallet was kind of the same. Like it was had a lot of dollars and my cards had like a lot of money on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of that was used. And so like my wallet was empty. My cards were empty, you know, broken. And then I was like.
That's interesting because I've actually been in a store with you before and you do kind of use your wallet like a little puppet. And when they ask you for payment, you make your wallet go, oh, man, I got to take a shit.
Yeah.
And then you kind of squeeze out the money from the bottom of it, which I didn't really understand at the time. But now that I've gotten this lesson in economics.
Exactly. So that's why I'm doing the podcast is because like basically my wallet got a big shit out of it. Okay. And then it was really hungry. So it wanted more.
And the podcast is still free, but Lauren is getting paid for it anyway.
Exactly. That was kind of a deal I struck because I was like, well, I'm going to need a little bit of money because my wallet's empty. Okay. And so he was like, well, knowing that, let's see what we can do. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like your end of this now, I don't understand.
Yeah, now
like,
I'm confused about what
I get that the margins here are very slim. There's one tiny little studio.
Yeah.
And like 14 cavernous offices.
Mm-hmm.
But just like how we're paying someone to do a free podcast, I just like don't.
A row of empty it's warehouses.
So is your podcast paid?
Sorry?
Like this podcast?
It sure is fucking better be.
People pay to listen to this?
They did at one time.
And then what happened?
We've just been through a lot of different incarnations with the show, you know? I mean, when you've been doing something
right
as long as we have.
Okay, so he's explaining that kind of it's free right now.
That's his call.
It's free right now.
That is his call.
It's free.
So that
it's
means
free right now.
It's free.
That's Amir's call. He's the boss, you know?
I think it's smart to have
to
it
be invited
free.
To work,
but yeah.
Free kind is better.
And then if you do something that's paid, people are like intrigued because they know what it is.
Yeah,
know?
It needs to be like premium content.
Yeah.
But this, what about the fiscal cliff?
What's that?
What about when we're like once we go like once we hit the fiscal cliff?
Yeah. What about
right?
the fiscal
then
cliff?
Then it's like,
right.
Like you know, at that point
when you go over the edge,
the ceiling. We go through the ceiling. The ceiling.
The cliff is a ceiling.
Yes, the cliff is a ceiling.
Mm.
So it just goes up.
And so then
are you asking me something?
Then we activate.
Well, so
like,
you're
well,
like
then at that
you're kind
point,
of
we're
the,
like
person who understands all the business side.
Yeah.
You're kind of the business guy here.
Not really. I don't think I don't call
well,
myself.
Well, you sure
guy.
As hell don't get involved in any of the creative side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I try to be hands off creatively.
So
I
with
feel
this
like
show, like they came and they were like, "Can we do
with
our
Hollywood
show?
Handbook?"
Yeah. Great. They were like, "Can we do our show?" Mm-hmm. And then you were like, "What
I don't think
is
we
it?
Said it like that. I think we actually begged.
Can we do our show?
Please, please let me do my show.
Okay. And
well,
then
we said it like you said it in like a really brave voice. You're
oh,
begging,
yeah.
But it was like
you can't really bravely beg.
Hey, you better please let me do this show or I'm going to do something really bad.
So that's a threat. So you were threatened.
That was part of it, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, the show already existed. You guys had done 500 episodes.
500? Yeah. How many are you up to now?
See, there's just the fact that, like, something. We got literally no press whatsoever, and people are like, holy shit, 500 episodes. Like, they're just hearing about it for the first time.
That's messed up.
And meanwhile, Off Book does how many episodes?
300.
They did 300.
See?
And
did you know Office Ladies did 100 episodes? The day before Threedom did 100 episodes? Nobody cared when Threedom did it.
The fucking victory lap that people take.
Nobody cared.
Me?
That sucks. That sucks so bad.
Nobody cared. But they cared about the Office Ladies.
They really cared about that.
Everyone's all excited.
They made me care.
They had a dinner party when we got 100.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Is this
they punished you?
Wait a minute. You got in trouble?
They said we did too many.
Oh, Lauren, that's not fair. Is this what our culture is now? We just only celebrate stuff that we like for achievements?
And then when stuff that people don't like does it, you're like, so?
You're just ignoring something just because you don't listen to it. You're not just going to take in the raw number and say like, hey, this needs to be celebrated.
Just because it's not like amazing like that, like, so it's bad. And then you just like, who cares how many you did?
I cannot believe.
Our institutions are broken.
When I was growing up.
Back at Earwolf?
When I was growing up back at Earwolf, bear in mind, I'm 23.
So you are under 23 and a half. And the show is 10 years old? So you started at
13?
Yeah, I was 13 when we did the first episode.
I bet that was so good.
Boy,
and
I
how old were
a lot.
You, perv?
I was it's like a classic formula. Old man and a little kid doing a podcast.
That is true. It's kind of like what's that? Oh, I was gonna say Dennis the Menace.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, Up is more current.
Both good.
Yeah.
Dennis the Menace is timeless.
That's true. It's like it's like a drawing.
Can you imagine? I mean, just thinking like a potentially better version of the Batman show. Dennis the Menace and Mr. Wilson are watching all the movies.
Wow.
And they're like disagreeing about the different things. Like Dennis is probably actually thinking like the Joker is like the main star. And Mr. Wilson's like, no, he's not. He's like chasing him around.
Yeah. That sounds
Mr. Wilson
really
is
good.
Chasing Get Dennis us! The Menace around.
Yeah,
around
chasing
this,
around
I mean,
the
studio
like,
is much too small to
ever
support
something
like that.
Did we ever see Dennis's parents and did they ever say like, can you leave our son alone? What's your fucking problem?
We did. We 100% saw them.
Met his parents.
But they don't.
Yeah.
Because he's a menace.
Yeah.
They're not. They're on Mr. Wilson's side to the extent that they're even aware of the dynamic.
Yeah. Dude, Dennis, like you've seen Batman already. You clearly don't know shit about Dennis
the
Menace.
You know so much about Batman.
I should do newcomers.
The only way for Dennis was his parents.
There's way
newcomers,
more episodes.
Dennis the Menace. Read all the comics online, like on the podcast.
Yeah, go to gocomics.com. Uh-huh. Do one episode per show.
Batman is so much bigger.
No, it's not. It's literally
Dennis
not.
Dennis Menace is a little kid.
Yes.
But Batman
he shouldn't be
has
bigger than Batman.
More fans. Dennis the Menace doesn't really have a lot of fans.
Exactly.
I feel like I'm taking fucking crazy pills. Like, so Dennis the Menace has existed for, I don't know, 100 years with no fans? Like, I don't think so,
that
actually.
That can happen.
That can happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like why? My podcast, is that when it happens? Oh, my God. I can't believe you just said my podcast is when that happens.
You said that.
I'm Dennis the Menace. I guess that's
and
what
we said. And you're Mr. Wilson?
Yeah, and I'm Mr. Wilson. That's the format. Like, it works. That's why they have so many fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me see what the budget of the Dennis the Menace film was.
I'd love to know.
Yeah,
this is the kind of stuff we would talk about on Newcomers.
And so
I just
want to
see how much
like
money was released
been,
for something with no fans.
You're emerging from Earwolf with the trauma of being punished for doing too many episodes.
Yeah.
And so the prospect of doing a podcast where each episode is about an individual Dennis the Menace comic. Like, I'm sad thinking about this for you.
Yeah.
But you're scared of doing.
I'm scared.
Whatever, like 300,000 episodes.
All right, let me guess.
So, do you want to guess the budget or the box office earnings?
This is from the
1993 film.
Wow, I called it.
Yes, 1993.
I'm going to say the budget was $30 million.
Okay. Does anyone else want to weigh in?
I'd love to hear because I have no clue if that makes sense.
You think that that movie costs $30 million?
Well, Mathau made $20 million.
Do you? So Mathau made $20 million. Yeah. So he's like acting like this he knows who everyone in the movie is.
Hey, Zach,
and this bitch doesn't even know that Mason Gamble played.
But
Dennis.
I think it's back in the day when
who
like,
exactly?
Yeah.
And that's exactly.
I think this is back in the day.
Amir loves to gamble, but he doesn't love Mason Gamble because that's who played Dennis.
I think this is back in the day when movies got to be made for a lot of money, and it was just like a different time. So I'm going to stick with my answer.
It doesn't feel like anyone else is going to guess.
You're afraid. You're afraid to be wrong.
Yeah,
I'm terrified. But I already showed that I know something else.
I'll go a little under 30. Okay. $25 million.
Okay.
All right. What is Kevin, Rochelle, anybody?
I'm going to go $30 million.
Wow.
That's... right,
Rochelle, would you like to guess $30 million as well?
I'm gonna go $30 million.
Wow. So everyone has 30.
What do you guess?
Okay, it was $35 million.
Wow.
So $35 million. So $35 million was released.
Give me my flowers.
There are no fans, but there are no fans.
There are no fans.
So that because that was a different time.
There were no fans. What was the BO?
Thank you.
How did it do?
Box office, $112 million.
Don't put that away.
$112 million.
I know it.
That's so high.
Oh, you got it?
$112 million.
That's a lot.
Okay, that's so Lauren's guess that the movie with no fans that cost $35 million.
Summer break kids going to the movie.
Earned $112 million.
They wanted to be in the air conditioning. Let's hear.
I wanted to see Mason Gamble on the big screen. That's why I went.
I got to see who he is.
And this is global, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you can see that Dennis the Menace has global fans in every country.
The box. I can say that people went to the film in the 90s when going to the movies was king and air conditioning was boss. And you wanted all of it. And so you'd go and you'd see whatever they were playing.
Oh, no movies lost money in the 90s?
Never.
The fan base showed up
in every country on earth.
Let's see
came out
how
in
much.
We're going to
Kevin,
see
what are you
going
to guess?
Denis Le Mini.
Yeah.
In France.
What are you going to guess?
Any guesses?
$54 million.
I'm going to go $112 million.
Even earn back their marketing.
Yeah.
$112 million. Rochelle, would you like to guess $112 million as well?
$112 million.
I'll also say $112 million only because at the time, Dennis's behavior was that China was not exhibiting movies like that. So it would have been much more significant, but his behavior was deemed something that was
menacing.
Not socially productive.
Yeah.
It was way too menacing.
Prepare to be freaked out. Both of your guesses were exactly $5 million too low.
Wow.
It earned $117 million.
Now, can we put my brain in a jar?
Jesus, maybe I should be happy I don't have fans.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't mind getting $117 million.
Is anyone else absolutely blown away by my skills? That was crazy.
Also, the consistency of 5
million.
You thought
I was crazy. You thought I was crazy.
Genius.
They both were on my page.
I guess I would be more if you hadn't made the exact same mistake twice. And so literally nothing was learned from the first time.
Didn't correct.
Yeah, if I see somebody miss a shot long,
yeah,
I don't mind them missing short on the next one because I know they learned and they've adjusted. But don't miss the same way twice.
Yeah. Okay. Note taken.
As the game master, I'm totally insulated. I didn't have to guess.
Yeah.
I had all the knowledge to begin with, and I can see the appeal.
But so that movie had no fans, and it did 3 times at least what it, you know.
It's boffo.
I'm surprised they didn't make another. Did they make another?
I don't believe so.
They just said that was it.
That was the 90s, though.
Take
they
the
didn't
money
even think
and run.
About sequels yet.
Yeah,
we could do it now.
And you can't like
you guys know who wrote
Dennis
it.
Dennis the Menace is not worth it.
Anybody know who wrote it? Very
Patty
famous
Trajewski.
Writer,
famous writer
and director.
Robert,
but he did not direct.
Robert Reitman.
Robert Rodriguez.
Christopher Columbus.
That's a good guess.
I mean, it's a good guess. It's in the area. So
why didn't he just go by Christopher Columbus? Like, why does he call himself Chris Columbus, that director? Like, your name is so famous. Just say
Columbus.
Your name is Christopher Columbus. Like,
and why did they name him that?
Yeah, they knew. The parents knew.
They knew about that guy before he was born.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Because he was around way before.
Yeah.
This guy made a lot of movies for young people. Mm. Many iconic
like
80s.
John Hugs.
John Hugs wrote it?
John Hugs. He makes you want to give your kids a big hug because you're going to the movies and seeing movies together. John Hugs wrote it.
But that's probably why it was good. I mean, I don't know if it was good, but it made a lot of money.
I don't know this if they were
works.
Rolling out.
You see what I'm saying? Like this.
So you
works.
Think it was the John Hughes fans?
A Dennis the Menace show works.
The Dennis the Menace
maybe
show.
We'll need it
this
next
is better
season.
Than any Hollywood Handbook show we've ever done.
Maybe you'll do I the thing it. Like you act like our Guardians of the Galaxy show is bad, and then you go and eat the rest of that banana.
Because I do think like this is a horrible idea, and you're not
exactly.
going to hear from me regarding what... this idea in the future. You're not.
I know we won't hear from you.
You won't hear from me, and you won't see me doing anything connected. Amir,
okay, well, that's
just
what
between
we said
us,
about Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'm probably going to want to do...
The Dennis thing?
Yeah.
We'll talk offline about okay. that. But you sort of had that percolating before this podcast,
totally. Because
right?
how did it even...
Okay, well,
how,
then that's well, no, fine. If how, she had it, if she already had the idea,
how did
that's
it,
fine.
How did it even come up
just
here?
Say
I
that.
Feel like I brought it up first.
Right, because it wouldn't have happened accidentally.
This whole Batman thing was a smokescreen, huh?
Wow.
Wow, this is good promo.
Hey. Yeah.
Maybe so are you
feel
it.
The strings being pulled?
All right, well, are you kind of thinking about pitches that you were just reading?
Yeah.
Like,
what was one
what
of them?
Shows could be?
Yeah. What's a pitch? I'll tell you if it's good.
I don't know if we can say what the pitches are.
All right. Well, then I guess
can
we'll
I pitch
just
one to you?
Pitches are pitch. Secret.
Okay. This is a show that I've been thinking about for a long time. So it's there's eight hosts.
Okay.
There's eight hosts.
Yeah.
Okay. And they sit in a circle. You'll need more cameras.
We can do that.
So everyone
just
has a camera.
More cameras? I mean,
this
room is
have a
so
camera.
Tidy.
People not sitting on the floor?
And not that small. They're going to be in chairs, and it's
there's six
be
people
cameras
in here
around each.
So.
That's definitely not comfortable.
And we could do eight.
It's a game show.
So wait. She said eight hosts.
Yeah.
So you're saying no engineer, no production for this.
Well, let's hear.
It's
maybe
unsustainable
the
in this room.
It's
so
eight
that's
hosts,
the answer.
And the hosts sure. speak in sync. It is completely scripted in advance, and there is a teleprompter. So everyone's able to read
teleprompter in the middle that everyone's reading.
Yeah, it's kind of, so you'll need like a holographic sort of thing where
a sphere.
It shows on all sides.
Yeah, like a circular teleprompter.
And then, so you have to invent that. And then all the hosts read at the same time, and then there's one guest, and the guest is always you.
Okay.
And you have to play games that are kind of like humiliating. And like,
so
sort
that's
of...
a ninth person? I'm just like...
well,
or is
guest.
It one of the hosts? I see. You're so eight them. Around teleprompter sphere
reading
in the middle
exactly
with the guest.
Who are we getting? Like...
It's always Amir, and he's always the guest.
In the middle.
And he's always going, wait, what's going on? And the game changes every time, and it's really hard to follow, but that's what's funny to the audience.
I see.
And you're always
so
going...
The special guest is coming back.
This so the guest is the host. Yeah. It feels like the guest is the host.
Yeah.
He's
and
not.
The
he
host
doesn't,
is the guest.
He doesn't... No, he's definitely the guest. Yeah.
Okay. Are the eight people changing, or is it always the same eight people?
They're different every time.
Interesting.
It's like literally with special guests.
And
there's, just eight.
There's yeah. always... They never know. They're they always know what's going on just from reading it. And
which is my actual issue with
doesn't.
When we did with
what was your problem?
Guests. It's like there's like so few people in here.
You were
and
mad.
Those rooms were huge.
My yeah. my problem with special guests was, no disrespect, why isn't it a mirror?
Look, well, that's what I'm trying to fix now.
Yeah.
Because,
well,
okay,
I think it's good.
It was like I took adjustment. That was basically the years I spent doing that were like a germ of this idea.
Mm-hmm.
The prequel.
And now this idea is like everything to me.
Got it.
And if you don't make it, I'm going to do something really, really bad.
I'll do it. Let's do it then.
Okay, great.
We could do that.
Good, because I didn't want to do anything bad. It's called, okay, so listen to me.
Yeah.
Okay. It's called game.
Okay.
Show.
I see. So eight games, eight shows, but everyone is speaking at the same time. It won't sound
yeah, but,
like that.
But when you see it written, it's written like that.
I see. Almost like a shadow or
bye.
Something.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.